You may be a faithful member of a church, but on your way to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 384, titled, You May Be a Faithful Member of a Church, but on your way to hell. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. So how clear and concise? There should be neither confusion nor contradiction. There are many names under heaven in which we can find religion, but salvation can be found in one only. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned, so all need a Savior. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. At Calvary, Jesus paid sin's awful penalty for all who accept him. But his death there was not to give men a religion or church membership. It was to provide salvation through redemption. There is no salvation in priests, penance, or prayers. There is no salvation in having your name on a church roll, or even being a faithful church member who comes every Sunday and even every midweek service, but only in Jesus Christ. Service and sacraments, churches and charities, tears and treasures, ritual and reformation, all are alike helpless to save your soul from hell. Men are willing to give assent in their heads to the claims of Christianity while refusing to accept in their hearts the Christ of Christianity. His name is Jesus. Men are willing to take the high place in the work and rituals of the church and even enjoy doing so while refusing to take the low place of a wicked, guilty sinner needing a sinner's Savior. His name is Jesus. Men are willing to believe in the moral precepts of God's Word and take great pride in doing so, as based on the Ten Commandments, while refusing to believe in, rest on, and receive God's Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior of their souls. His name is Jesus. Because of His finished work in their behalf at Calvary. So what is it, dear friend? Religion or salvation? Church membership or being truly born again? Religion is the improvement of the old nature through respect for lofty principles, oftentimes biblical. Salvation is the imparting of a new nature through receiving a lowly person named Jesus Christ, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings. The Holy Bible says in St. John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Religion clothes us with the robes of our own righteousness, which God says are as filthy rags. True salvation clothes us in the perfect righteousness of Christ, which alone can make us acceptable in the sight of God. The Holy Bible says in Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Religion is what man does for God. Salvation is what God does for man. Religion says, "Something in my hand I bring." Salvation says, "Nothing in my hand I bring." Religion is trusting in a work we do. Salvation is trusting in a work that Jesus Christ has already done. Religion depends on our behaving. Salvation depends on our believing. Religion says we must act our best. Salvation says we must accept God's best. Religion depends on the sufficiency of our character. Salvation depends on the sacrifice and the sufficiency of the cross. Religion tries to furnish a sacrifice. Salvation trusts in a finished sacrifice. Religion is striving for a better attainment. Salvation is secured through a perfect redemption. Religion tries to bring us from the darkness to light. Salvation does bring us, ain't trying, but does bring us from death unto life. Religion says we must be found in a church building with a piece of paper saying that we're church members. Salvation says we must be found in him, Jesus Christ, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. So, dear friend, are you willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today? For the Holy Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins in your place, and rose from the dead on the third day, and you're willing to put your faith and trust in him, Jesus Christ, with all of your heart, so that you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to that awful place called hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and to follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Gospel Tract Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's Word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at gospeltractsociety.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.